definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Definitely Human presents Down.
God!
I can't believe he's gone. It was...
It was all so fast.
Do we know anything more about what happened to him? Could it be a virus of some kind? Are we in danger?
He said it was something like a parasite. He said he could feel it. In his head.
Well, shit!
Thanks for that, Sam.
Okay, but is it contagious? We were all in the same room as that thing at some point. Any one of us could be infected.
I don't think so. We'd have seen symptoms by now. And Virgil's sterilization process is very rigorous, so I think we're safe.
You think we're safe?
I don't know, okay? Stephen... He was the doctor, not me.
All right, calm down. I'm just trying to get a grip on the situation. Because we have another problem.
Hooray.
I haven't been able to get in contact with Mission Control.
What, like they're all asleep?
No, obviously. But all I can hear through our comms unit is static.
All internal communications have been fine though, right? No problems?
No, it's just the long-range comms.
Okay. Okay, so maybe that creature bashed something on Virgil's hull, knocked out an antenna.
Or maybe there's some kind of interference?
Interference? From what?
Well, Stephen did say that he heard something weird before he got infected, like... some kind of tone that was coming from the creature.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I. But Stephen heard it. It could have been trying to communicate with him, or maybe there are more of those creatures down here, and it was talking to them.
Or maybe it was a wounded animal, and it let off some weird sounds as it died. I don't think that's what damaged the comms unit.
But if there are others down here, and they're all sending out those tones, that might be blocking our signal.
Oh, so we're being hunted. Is that what you're saying? We're being lured to our doom?
I'm pretty sure no one said that.
Okay, well, as long as our internal comms are working, we know that the communication system isn't offline. We're just not getting any contact with the surface.
So it's possible that our messages are getting through to Mission Control, but we're not able to hear their replies?
Exactly. We should keep communicating, as if they can hear us.
Great. So what do we do now? On with the mission?
What? Like nothing's happened? Marcus, Stephen is dead.
I know. It's horrible. But we still have a job to do.
I don't know, man. This wasn't in orientation.
We have been poorly prepared for this expedition, and clearly we need to return to the surface. Why is no one agreeing with me?
I just don't know if we should be taking those matters into our own hands, Marion. We need to get some kind of confirmation from Mission Control before we abort the mission.
I think this expedition's already been compromised, hasn't it? We can't exactly go on without a doctor on board.
What happened to Stephen? It's a tragedy. But we're on a mission here, and we do still have Virgil to look after us, so... Look, we can't just go rogue. Going rogue won't solve anything.
Okay, Marcus, let it go.
Are you seriously thinking of going rogue? You are, aren't you? You're going rogue.
Stop saying I'm going rogue. I haven't done anything yet.
No one's going rogue.
Look. Maybe we should just vote on this.
Excuse me. Vote?
Look, I knew it. Rogue.
Did I step onto the wrong submarine, or am I in fact the captain of this vessel?
Well, maybe it's escaped your notice, Captain, but this is not exactly a standard situation. You can't just pull rank whenever you don't get your way.
I can, Mr. Jansen. That is actually the entire reason I'm here.
Oh, stop it, all of you. I think Sam's right. We're all in this together, so we should vote.
It doesn't matter if you think he's right. This isn't a vote on whether or not we should have a vote.
Four heads are better than one, Captain. We've got some very smart people here. We'd be foolish not to make use of that.
Then maybe we should ask the computer what to do. It's smarter than all of us, right? Oh, Virgil, should we go up or should we go down? Or should we throw all law and order to the wind and have everyone just do as they please?
Sorry, Captain Charlie. I do not understand the question.
Ha! Well, I guess there's a little more to leadership than an encyclopedic brain after all.
And you think you're demonstrating good leadership right now, do you?
Look, I'm just saying...
What are you just saying?
Fine. Let's have a show of hands. Why not? There's only four of us here. This should be a very enlightening referendum. I'll sit it out since I'm the captain and I'm in charge anyway.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Wilde, would you like to continue with the mission or return to the surface?
If it were up to me, I say we continue.
Marcus, Stephen is dead.
I know, and no one is more upset about that than me. But the time and the work that we've put into this mission, Stephen wouldn't have wanted us to give up now.
Marcus!
No, Dr. Straker. Everyone gets a vote, remember? Mr. Wilde has spoken. Now I'd ask your vote, but I think we all know.
Up!
Exactly.
Yours.
Right. And that leaves you, Mr. Jansen. What do you think we should do? Go up or down?
I abstain.
Oh, bullshit!
What the hell, Jansen? We just had a whole argument about your right to vote!
Yes, and I still believe in that.
Oh, geez.
What happened to four heads being better than one? What happened to that stirring talk about what smart people you all are?
Look, I think we all have a right to count for something. I think that our opinion should matter, but... I just don't know what to think about this.
Unbelievable.
How can anyone know what to think? We never imagined we'd take on board a weird, possibly otherworldly creature that would end up...
Whoa. What do you mean otherworldly?
Sam, don't go crazy on us now. You're supposed to be our reliable tech guy. Whether we go up or down, we're going to need you.
I'm not saying it was from space. I'm not mad. But we're so far down now that we might as well be on another world.
Now, Mr. Jansen, we are very much on the planet Earth. Perhaps you'd like to join us.
But we don't know anything about this place. We don't know what the rules are. Like you said, there might be more of those... things. Maybe they're observing us. Maybe if we go back up, they'll follow us to the surface. Did any of you consider that?
God, I wish you'd voted. Then I could throw your vote out.
Sam, of course there are more of those... things. They're animals. This is their ecosystem. They're not going to leave it.
You really cracked fast, didn't you, son?
Okay. Let's not get carried away here. This is a very stressful situation. It's understandable that Sam should feel... should feel whatever it is he's feeling.
I'm feeling a sense of humility, Marcus. I feel humility and bafflement in the face of nature's work. How can you not understand that?
You're the only baffling piece of work around here.
Oh, come on! We all saw that thing! It was so weird and scary and beautiful. If you can't see the beauty in something so strange and unknown, then you're the one who's cracked. Whatever we're part of here, it's a lot bigger than us.
Okay, maybe we should put a pin in that until we get back to the surface.
Hold on right there. The vote was inconclusive. One vote for down, one vote for up, and one abstention.
Fantastic! What a fat lot of good democracy turned out to be. I suppose I'll have to be the deciding vote, almost as if this was all a massive waste of time. I say, we go up.
What? No!
Yes!
Marcus, we have to. Besides, we already have a lot of data. The expedition will be better prepared next time.
There might not be a next time. After all this, Advantage might decide it's not worth the risk. And then we'll never get the chance to see what's really down here.
Right, so your point is that if Advantage thinks it's too dangerous, then we should definitely keep going.
Now who's going rogue?
That's not what I meant.
Regardless, whether it's ruled by the masses or a level head of the wheel, the matter is decided. I'm taking her up. Everyone at your stations. Except you, Jansen. You take the rest of the day off. We'll call if we need you.
I'm not crazy.
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Considering our current status, we have decided to return to the surface. If you can hear this, please send a ship to meet us.
Ready when you are, Charlie?
I'm not crazy, and I'm going to stay right here.
What's wrong? Change your mind, Captain.
That creature wouldn't happen to have knocked some other stuff loose, would it?
What?
What's wrong?
The controls aren't responding.
What?
Maybe Virgil did want a vote after all.
What does that say? Above the console?
Automatic systems override initiated.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Manual ascent unavailable. Authorization required.
They wouldn't.
Oh, God.
We can't ascend. The Virgil won't let us.
Oh, my God.
That was Down, Part 7. Written by Maximilian John. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jensen, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.